Genevieve was a tall, slender English woman, with a natural grace and a remarkable self-possession. "It's only for a short time," he said, taking her in his arms to give her a warm hug. "Then we have 10 whole days together."
"Until we set sail again?"
"I thought you liked the work."
"I do," admitted Genevieve. "I love it. I enjoy life at sea, and I get to meet the most extraordinary range of people. In a perverse way, I even relish the element of danger. I've had a loaded gun pointed at me so many times now that I no longer feel weak at the knees."
"Then what are you complaining about?"
"You, George."
"Gadding about as a bachelor?"
"And having to pretend that we're complete strangers."
"Only in public," he argued. "I make up for it in private."
"I know," she said, kissing him gently on the mouth. "And those moments are very precious to me. But they're usually few and far between. We always seem to have far too much on our plate during a voyage. Murder, theft, blackmail, drug smuggling, and so on. We never have time for each other."
"We'll find some time."
"If only passengers were more law-abiding."
"The vast majority of them are, Genevieve. We only ever get a small handful of crooks."
"Who knows?" he said with an optimistic smile.
"We may get none at all on the Celtic."
"We've never had a trouble-free crossing yet."
"There's a first time ever."